And hello, it's another Thursday with me, DJLC, and my kind of co-host, usual guest, Cotty. And it is Thursday once again, and I was not on last week due to other school events that were being broadcasted. So I have 2 weeks worth of stuff to catch up on. But first, before we go on, everyone should go on to radio.dominican.edu and scroll down, and you go and see a picture of Kim Kardashian with her eyes whited out, and I'll have my show name on it. And on the side, there's links to my Facebook and my Twitter and my blog, and you can go check out all those. And you should follow my Twitter and like my Facebook. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can go on Twitter and tweet me, because I have my phone next to me and I get tweets sent to my phone. I know, I'm so high tech. Oh my gosh. Okay. On today's show, I'm having mic problems here. I won't stay. Okay. On today's show, we're going to be talking about movies, including the MTV Movie Awards that were 2 weeks ago, music, and why I was right in a great debate. I might have just given this away. Did I?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was right. TV shows. And rumor has it, and why Justin Bieber is getting crazier and crazier. Oh, and then a new segment that I'm going to do at the end of every show called Cash or Crash, where I'll explain when I get there. But that's what's coming up. So first up, on movies, the trailer for Catching Fire was released, which is the second movie in the
trilogy.
What's the first book? Hunger Games. I couldn't think of the first book. I was going to say Mockingjay, but that's the third book. That was released two Sundays ago. And the trailer was so intense, and it was literally like the first couple of chapters of the book was the trailer. And so I can only imagine what the whole movie's going to be like. I'm excited to see it.
I am too. It was really intense.
Right? That trailer was just like, it got you pumped for the movie. You're just like, yes, let's go. I'll start Rebellion right now.
Can November be now?
God, I'm so mad at this mic.
If only you guys could see it.
Keeps popping up.
That's what she said.
I did say it.
Exactly.
And then there's a book trilogy called Maze Runners. And that is being turned into a movie. And last week, the final casting choice was made for the lead. And it went out to my boy, Dylan O'Brien. I love Dylan O'Brien. Like, out of all the actors that could ever act in the acting world, Dylan O'Brien is my man. Oh my gosh. When I almost met him. when he was close.
San Francisco Powell Street will never be the same.
When I almost met him, it was like the best and worst moments of my life, because I almost met him, that was why it's best, but then I didn't, so it was the worst, and I cried. I actually cried.
Oh, you totally did. I forgot about that part.
I didn't. I didn't forget.
That's not the reason you cried, though. You cried because someone else met him.
Yes,
and didn't
but
care about it.
It just reminded me that I was so close, yet so far from meeting Dylan O'Brien. But he's gonna be he's the lead in the movie, and like he's on Teen Wolf, and that was like his first ever like real job as an actor, and so it's just like this proudness too. Like I've been there since the beginning. And in 2010, there was a series of robberies over in the Hollywood Hills for all these celebrity houses. And they're making a movie out of that. It's called The Bling Ring. And Emma Watson's going to be starring in that. And it's coming out June 14th. And that movie looks so good. There's actually a show called Pretty Wild. It was on E! In like 2011, I think. 2010? Oh, wait. The burglaries happened in like 2009. And in 2010, they came on the show and it had one of the girls that was ended up being arrested for those burglaries, and that's who Emma Watson plays. It's amazing looking. I can't wait to see it. And 50 Shades of Grey started screen testing actors for the roles, and one of the actors that was screen tested was Alex Pettifer, and he was in I Am Number 4. So that's the blonde guy from that. That's like the only recent movie he's been in, really. But this just brought back the fact that 50 Shades of Grey is going to be a movie, and I am sadly just disturbed. Can it not? I don't want it to be a movie.
I mean, I never read it, so...
I never read it either, but the parts... The, like, little snippets I've read are just, like, terrible English. Just terrible, like... If you wanted to read, like, kind of raunchy sex scenes, you could just go onto fanfiction.net and find better written ones there for free by teenagers. You don't have to go buy 50 Shades of Grey. And the MTV Movie Awards were last two Sundays ago. And I was really only in, I was only really watching it for the cast of Teen Wolf because they showed up and they were looking so good, mainly Dylan O'Brien. And then they had.
Was he really though?
Yeah, he looked. Oh my God. Okay.
Outfit.
I complained about the outfit, but that's only because I've seen him wear that outfit five other times to other events. He wore it to Tyler Posey's birthday. He wore it to the first time premiere. He wore it to another event, like a party that I saw pictures of. That makes me sound really creepy, but oh well. And then they had like a little teaser for Teen Wolf, and that was an intense teaser. I mean, didn't say anything about the season really, but got me pumped for the season. But yes, he was still looking good. I mean, he can still rock the bow tie, even though I've seen him rock it about five other times. And I'm just like, hey, you know what? Maybe change up the bow tie color. But that's all I was complaining about. And the MTV Movie Awards, it was decent. Thank goodness Ted only won two awards. Thank goodness.
Which ones did they win?
Best Comedic Duo and... another one. But the Avengers took a lot, which was good, because that's a really good movie.
Yeah, they did.
Yep, I don't remember. And Emma Watson got the Trailblazer Award, and her speech was, like, really nice.
Then Robert... No. No. Which Bradley one? Bradley Cooper won.
Best Male Lead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really important, though. Who cares? Music news. Okay, so usually, like, once in a while we have a current obsession, and for a while we had it like every week because we kept having current obsessions. But this one falls into the music category, and it is R5. And it was like 4 episodes ago, I think, when Cody over here decided to call me out for my love of Ross Lynch and how he's only 17. But guess what? Guess what? She is just as obsessed now. Yeah, that's right. You're not going to say anything now?
It's true.
Because R5 includes Ross, his brother Rocky, his sister Rydell, his other brother Riker. I forgot his name for a second. I knew it started with an R. And then their friend, Ellington.
Ratliff. That's the other R.
Yes. But it started with this video. It all started with this video of them performing. And I was like obsessed. I'm still obsessed with that video. When I see the video, I kind of go crazy. And then the song from the video got stuck in my head. And then...
it all started then.
Yeah, it really started then. I was, like, really upset with them. And then slowly but surely, Cody got upset with them. And we have, like, a whole bunch of their songs. And
well, because at the point when you started being obsessed with R5, I was obsessed with 5 Seconds of Summer. And so I downloaded all their songs. And then I was like, okay, I'll give R5 a try. I mean, they're not bad-looking guys. So.
No, they are not.
They got a good gene pool in them.
Oh, they do. Ross has, like, these, like, huge arms and these, like, nice abs. And, oh, I could go on for days about him.
Honestly, I'm in it just to see their mom.
Oh my gosh, their mom is
Stormy is so cool.
Their mom is so cool. Like, she always, she goes with them a lot of places, and like, she takes pictures as fans, and
she's awesome.
Seems really cool. She like tweets the one brother, Rocky, and she just, all she tweets him is to like tell him what chores to do. It's hilarious.
No other brother.
Yeah, she doesn't
or
like
sister.
Yeah, she doesn't like tweet any of her other kids to do chores. I'm assuming because they do chores, like, kind of on their own, or, like, when she tells them, but I'm assuming he doesn't do it, so she tweets him. Her very first tweet was to him was, "You better follow me on here so I can tell you what to do." That's hilarious. And we get to go to their concert.
May 18th.
May 18th. Yeah, 18th.
I am like, so excited.
Oh, my God.
23 days.
Oh, I'm so exciting.
23 days.
Oh, and, like, at the concerts, like, it is not uncommon for Ross to get pulled into the crowd, and he loves it. You can just tell by the look on his face when he gets pulled out of it that he is loving it.
And their younger brother, he just turned 16, is the bodyguard. So, hands down, he's getting pulled into the crowd.
Oh my gosh. And like, if like the stage is right up against
the... It totally is. I saw pictures of the venue.
Oh, score. Okay, like usually at the, like, the audience part, is up right against the stage, like they don't have security like to stop people, really, not like a gate or anything, and like they're totally cool with you just like putting them your hands on them. Like, I've seen so many photos of just like girls just like grabbing his arms and just, I don't even care, he's 17, I don't care, you can't stop me now.
No,
nope.
I mean, I'm only 19.
Oh, shut up.
I'm still in my teens.
Shut up.
I am A-okay.
No, you're not. You're about to turn 20 this year.
So? He's about to turn 18 this year.
He's 18 this year.
So it's okay.
Whatever.
A day after your birthday, right?
Yep. Yep. We'll be 18 right after my birthday. Happy birthday to me. I can just go on forever about...
Oh, and I did start R5. A drawing of them.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah, she did. And it's actually, like, really good so far.
I mean, I
she really stopped.
I had to write a paper, okay?
Okay, whatever.
I'll continue.
You better.
I will.
You better get to Ross. Gorgeous face. He has nice arms. Like, they're huge arms.
They're massive.
Yeah, like, what 17-year-old has, like, these ginormous arms?
Like, they, he, no, but he got them overnight.
He really did. Oh, man, he's so beautiful. Every night, 10:30, Austin and Allie, okay?
We can't go to bed until we see him on this TV.
Yeah, Austin and Allie, every night, 10:30. That is my jam, but not really. I was going to say something else, but it was a bad word, so I'll change it to jam. Union J is a group out of the UK, and they took fourth on the X Factor UK, and they just came out with their new single, what's
it
called?
Oh, Carry You.
Carry You.
How did you not remember?
I couldn't remember. I knew it had Carry, but I don't know if it was Carry Me or Carry.
Yes, Carry Me. They're going to be singing Carry Me.
You don't know. They could have hurt their ankle. I don't know.
They broke a toe.
That hurts. Yeah, when I first heard it, I was kind of iffy about it. But I have slowly...
I played it a good amount of times.
Slowly grown to love it. And yesterday, I made her play it like 50 times.
I have 71 plays on it, and I downloaded it 2 days ago.
It's not a good. It's a good song. It's catchy. I have it on the playlist. It's playing later. And finally, the end of like probably our most like argued about topic, the thing that we just couldn't seem to agree on. Emblem 3. Okay, a couple like 4 shows ago, we got into a very large argument about Emblem 3 and why they're annoying and how I shouldn't find them annoying because I had no reason, and how I was actually a fan of them. But their new single, Chloe, came out, and it is like their most ridiculous song I've ever heard. It's literally talking about this girl's sister and how perfect she is. But oh, don't worry, he still likes you instead. And right after we listened to it, I was like, do you pretty much like really dislike them now? And she's like, yeah. And it's like, huh, I win. So how do you feel about that one? How do you feel? Losing.
I'm not losing.
You lost.
No, I won the first large heated argument we had.
No, you didn't. We re-listened to it today and I won it. We re-listened to that today. And your silence was you giving up, so I won. Thank you. And seek silence again. Silence again. Whew, I'm on a roll with this.
She did call him cute today, though.
Okay, he looked cute in the one picture, okay?
That was the only picture I showed you. It's not like I showed you five and you were like, oh, but only that one.
I unfollowed them, all of them, from Instagram.
I did that a long time ago. Way before you did.
No, you didn't, because I did it right away, and then I had Keaton for, like, another week.
Oh, I unfollowed everybody from X Factor.
Because you had only unfollowed Fifth Harmony at the time, and then we both had Emblem 3. But I deleted them, and I deleted off on Twitter. I was only following Keaton in the first place on Twitter, but I deleted him off Twitter. I just don't care, because their song is stupid.
I only listened to, like, the first two lines of it, and I was done with it.
Yeah. It was dumb. I hated it.
Like, why?
And then all my, like, realizations were just like, boom, I was right on the mark that I should be annoyed by them because they're annoying. Yep. I can't help but smile because I win. I called it they were going to be annoying. I knew it. Oh, man. It's a beautiful moment. We're going to take a break. And when we get back, we're going to be talking about TV shows and celebrity gossip. And this has been DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And the song that I chose for you guys is Fall Out Boys. It's from their new album called Alone Together. And here it is right now. Right. Oh, right now.
Alone together.
We are back. This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu with my usual guest, Cuddy. And on TV shows... Oh, wait. Okay. While we were on break, we carried on this heated discussion about Emblem 3. And I was accused of not being fair because since I write the script, I have time to think about it. Which I don't think about it. Like, I literally just take whatever comes up in my head. But I'm giving you a chance to rebuttal here.
I'm ending this conversation.
I'm giving you the chance. Like, here's your chance. If you have something to say, you had time to think about it, you can say it now. I mean, are you going to say? No?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I win. TV shows. Awkward is back for a third season, right?
Yes.
And I know when I watch the show that I like it, but then afterwards, like a couple days afterwards, I don't remember what episode was about. All I know is I have one word to describe it. Awkward.
That's original.
No one's original anymore. Everyone takes something from someone. So... Okay. And I don't watch New Girl, but I have New Girl in here because my man, Dylan O'Brien, is going to be on it. I don't know when. Sometime pretty soon. It might have already happened, but he's going to be on it. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Nothing.
Anyways, he's just like leaning over. And Married to Jonas came back on. What are you doing? If you're trying to see what topics are ahead, there's nothing that's going to surprise you.
No, I was just looking what other shows you had on the list.
Oh, okay. Well, we have Married to Jonas, What Would Ryan Lochte Do, ugh. Friends, and Glee. Do you approve of these topics?
Yes.
Okay, so Married to Jonas is back, and it was on Sunday, and I just love that show. I don't really like Kevin. I mean, Kevin Jonas is okay, but I like his wife. And she's just so endearing. Is that the word?
Yeah.
I just like that show. What day was it on? Monday? Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday. Sunday. Sunday. And, but on Sunday also, What Would Ryan Lochte Do is on. And I wasn't going to watch it. But then Cassandra was like, hey, we should just watch it. And I was like, okay.
Worst idea in my life.
I mean, I've always known how stupid he was because I've heard him talk.
My brain was like, it looked like that picture R5 drew.
It was the longest half hour ever.
Yeah.
And you can tell, like, his family kind of thinks he's stupid, how they talk to him. Like, they kind of know that he's a little dumb. He's not a little dumb. He's really dumb. His, like, motto is, if you're a man at night, you gotta be a man in the morning. What does that even mean? Does any man wake up a woman in the morning?
He might have.
He's just such an idiot. Like, my brain hurt afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt my brain cells dying.
Mm-hmm.
And so we both agreed that we are never going to watch it ever again. And here's hoping that it only gets one season. And for a long time, there was rumors of a Friends reunion, like a reunion season or a reunion episode, and it was going to air sometime around November 2014. And those rumors were shot down. And that hurt. Because I love Friends. That is, like, one of the best shows ever, and it's not going to be. I mean, it's already over, but, like, a reunion, like, got me pumped. Like, yes, like... We're finally going to see these characters you love back together, but no, they had to ruin it. But then on Glee, I don't remember what happened last week, honestly, because the week before was so intense that I have to talk about that. It was the Shooting Star episode, and it had the school shooting, and it like had me on the edge of my seat, and the character Brittany was so good. Like, it kind of led up to, like, you thinking she was going to get shot the whole time, but she didn't. But she was so good in that episode. And but the ending was kind of like, what? Because the character that never walks back in McKinley is Sue Sylvester, the Cheerios coach. And she takes the fall for the shooting when she's saying that she had a gun in her office and she dropped it when she was cleaning it and it went off. But what really was this Down syndrome girl that is on the Cheerios team that is basically the only person Sue Sylvester ever shows any type of emotion towards, positive emotion. She brought the gun to school because she was scared of her future, so she just kind of brought it impulsively. And when she went to go hand it over to Sue, the gun went off once, and then they got dropped, and it went off again. But Sue takes the fall for her so she doesn't get expelled. Which, it was kind of sad. I liked the episode a lot, though.
It was really good. It was really intense. Like, it was really good.
Yeah, it was. Like, the whole time, I was just like, what is going to happen? Who's going to die? But no one died. I mean, I guess kind of the best of both worlds, but not really. I'd rather have someone die on the show. If only, like, Finn walked in those doors and just died. That would have been, like, great. But spoilers are mostly for tonight's... Oh, right. I have to cue a song. Wait for it. I have a little, like, section. Okay. There is some spoilers. Wait for it. And Blaine, he is soon going to decide that he wants to marry Kurt, and so he goes ring shopping. Yeah, he likes it. So he's going to put a ring on it. I'm so happy. This is all I've ever wanted from Glee. Because really, I didn't even watch first season. And Blaine came in during second season. And so I've always just wanted them to be together and be happy. I'm so excited. Just, it's going to be amazing. Oh, and Glee got picked up for 6 seasons. So it's 2 more seasons after this one. And that is all I have for Glee and TV shows. Now we're on to, rumor has it, celebrity gossip. And we're going to start off with Amanda Bynes. Because when doesn't she do something crazy? She posted this video, and it's of her getting ready, I guess, for a night out. And it's just on her phone, and she's looking into the mirror, and she's just, like, sucking on, like, what is it? A Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
She says that it's a Sour Patch Kid, and she's just making these really weird faces in the mirror, and that's all it is.
For, like, a minute.
Yeah. That's all it is. It was kind of like a train wreck. Like, you're kind of like, what? Like, this is so stupid. I'm going to click off. But then you couldn't. You had to watch the whole thing. And it was just weird.
A minute of your life you'll never get back.
Yeah, definitely not. And I put this down because I thought it was funny. She was spotted in a department store, and she didn't buy anything in the department store. All she did was go around to the mirrors and look at herself. Like, that's so funny. I bet you she was high as a kite.
Why not just stay at home?
I know.
Why go somewhere to do that?
Because she's crazy. And then she has come out saying that she doesn't talk to her parents anymore. And girl, you probably should. You need some parental guidance in your life. Because you are just nuts. But speaking of people that need parental guidance and people that are nuts, whoa, this cord just keeps going. Janelle from Teen Mom got arrested for having possession of heroin and domestic abuse against her husband. So she's clearly never going to get her son back.
I hope not.
He's the cutest little boy on that show.
He really is.
Janelle is crazy. And Reese Witherspoon was also arrested. And hers was for, what is the technical term? Do you not know?
No.
You said it before, and I can't remember the technical term. But she was, like, shouting out the window, the car window.
Because her husband got the DUI, and then she...
Disorderly conduct? Conduct?
Yeah, that's what, it is.
Oh, shoot. I should be a lawyer. But she got arrested for yelling out the window at the cop. Like, that sounds like a good idea. Have you ever heard that joke when people were like, that actress, Reese... whatever her last name is, was killed. And they're like, Witherspoon? No, with a knife.
Yeah.
Have you seen that picture on Tumblr where she has a spoon? Reese Witherspoon? Reese without her spoon?
No.
You haven't seen that picture? Okay, there's one where she's like holding a silver spoon. Mm-hmm. And it's like Reese with her spoon. And then there's the same picture and it doesn't have the spoon in it. And it's like Reese without her spoon. It's a really funny picture. But... Miranda Kerr, which is Orlando Bloom's wife, and she's a Victoria's Secret model. She's retiring from modeling to be an entrepreneur. And this includes her skincare line. And she's still going to do a couple runway shows for Victoria's Secret, but she's not going to be on contract with them. And I put this in here, and I have a note that says, pretty faces and money, you could do anything. That's what this basically tells me. Because really, like, I feel like all she is really known for is modeling. So just stick to what you know. I don't know. I guess I don't have anything funny to say about it.
I mean, it's true.
But because I feel like if she wasn't, like, really famous or wasn't one of the best models for Victoria's Secret, she couldn't do any of the other stuff because no one cared. But this next gentleman that I'm going to talk about, I feel like he is going to be someone that I'm going to have a lot to say about within both of our lifetimes. Jaden Smith. Because he's just... he's popping up all over the news all of a sudden. Like, entertainment news. I don't really understand why. I guess he's in a few movies, so I guess you can call him a celebrity. A star, whatever. But he's just a little on the weird side. You can definitely tell that he's friends with Justin Bieber. Jaden Smith and Kylie Jenner. Kim Kardashian's little sister. They are apparently going out. And they're like 14, 15, so it's like, you know, whatever. And the way he really, like, he said that they were going out was, this is a direct quote from him. I was in LA. We were all hanging out. Then I went to New York, and she came too. And then she came here and surprised me. So that's pretty baller. He said that.
Wow.
Pretty baller. That's what he thinks about going out with her. Oh, just so such romantic language these days.
It really is.
You know, hanging out with her, pretty baller. Like, I'm sure I sound completely ridiculous saying that. But it's just so stupid. And he's also, I have a quote from him. I have several quotes from him. Because he's just very quotable. Like, the things he says are pretty ridiculous. But he was talking about how he doesn't do normal teenage things and... he doesn't go to parties. And he says, I like parties, but not the normal teenage parties. So what do you like type of parties? Of strippers and hard, like, drugs? Like, what other parties do you go to? Or are you, like, on the other side? Do you like parties where you, like...
play Scrabble.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. Like, do you like parties with Taylor Swift? I just... I find him, like, really ridiculous. Like,
the way he looks, his face.
He always looks worried.
Yeah.
I was trying to change my Twitter header to all these collage pictures of him looking worried. Because he always looks like he's, like, really worried about something. And it's kind of annoying, honestly. Like, why? What are you worried about? Your life is made. You're in movies. Your dad is Will Smith. Calm down. You have nothing to worry about. And he was, I don't know why he was talking about aliens to a magazine, but Jaden Smith was talking about aliens to some magazine and how he believes in aliens. And I don't know how this question got brought up, but the magazine interviewer person, I don't know what you call that, they asked him if he felt like a misfit, and he said, every second of my existence. Like, can you get any more teen angsty than that? Get out of here with your stupid teen angst. That is so annoying. You're not a misfit. Like, you're just another
Will Smith's son.
Yeah, you're Will Smith's son. You're just another young, like, celebrity. There's a whole bunch of you. Calm down. Like, this is why I feel like he's going to say more things, and I'm going to have to bring them up on here, and I feel like I'm going to be able to talk about him a lot. He's going to be like a new Justin Bieber.
We can't have two of them in our lives.
Oh, there's so much about Justin Bieber on here.
We can't even have one.
Oh, it's bad. Like, I just... Ooh, hold on. Sorry. I, like, it would have been worse if I kept my mouth to the microphone.
That would have been funny.
But speaking of children, Brandy from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she's an adult. She vowed to stop her Twitter fight with Leanne Rimes. And if you don't know the backstory, Leanne Rimes, Brandy's husband cheated on her with Leanne Rimes. And now Leanne Rimes and Brandy's husband are together. And so I guess they were in a Twitter fight, and like they vowed to, like she vowed to like stop the Twitter fight. And I'm just like, oh, wow, finally gonna act like an adult. That's my segue. But I don't usually talk about The Wanted because I find them really irrelevant. But the one band member that I don't mind so much is Nathan. I don't know how to say his last name. Skies. He recently turned 20, but he had to get throat surgery. And so he'll be leaving The Wanted for several months. I'm assuming he's going to, I don't know. I guess they're finishing a tour, and then he's going to rejoin them after his throat has healed. That's kind of scary. For him, not for me. Doesn't affect me. And I'll probably be on the show since they're filming a TV show. I think they're filming a TV show, right? Cause if it,
I think they are.
Because it's supposed to premiere this summer. Anyways. And some play, I think it was E! News. It was like some big news that Vanessa Hudgens flipped off the paparazzi.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, so bad. Do you realize Justin Bieber threw a shoe at the paparazzi? Okay. Which leads me into my Justin Bieber segment. And trust me, it's like a half page long. Justin Bieber is in Europe on his tour, and he went to the Anne Frank house, and there's all these photos of him playing around, like pretend boxing with his friends. And then he had, and then he signed like a guest book. Was that what he signed? And he, in the guest book, had the nerve to, wonder if Anne Frank would be a believer. Hoping.
He wrote that.
Yeah, he wrote that. He's book. Like, Anne was a great girl. Stop right there. How would you know she was a great girl? You didn't know her. Resume. I hope she would be a believer. She wouldn't care about your crappy music, Justin. My gosh, that's... And there's a lot of, like, complaints about that. Saying that's just disrespectful for him thinking about himself and in time... in place like the Anne Frank house.
And then his fans.
Oh,
and had then the his nerve to say, who was Anne Frank? Why can't I be Anne Frank? Why couldn't he be at my house?
Yeah, they're like, Anne Frank's house, why doesn't he come to my house? And they're like jealous of her. And it's like, honestly, clearly you don't know who she is, because no one would be jealous of Anne Frank. That girl went through hell. Do you really want that just so Justin Bieber can come to your house when you're dead? Really? God, people are so dumb. And then he has gone like berserk on the Instagram photos, and he Instagrammed this cartoon drawing of him. Okay, it's of him shirtless in bed. It's a cartoon drawing. It's him shirtless in bed, and there's like a naked girl on top of him. And it's like a little cartoon, and it's not like vulgar or anything, but then it's labeled Justin and Beliebers. Belieber. So it's like he's sleeping with a fan. And I just find this weird, considering most of his fans are like 13. I know one fan that it would be legal, but the rest I don't think it would. Like, it was just a weird photo. Like, why would you Instagram that? Oh, she pulled it up. Yeah, it's just weird. Like, they're clearly both naked.
Yeah.
It's just a weird photo. And then he photographed this picture of this ski mask that he got, and it has the Chanel sign on it, like a big Chanel sign. Like, wow, you're so thug wearing Chanel. It's just so... And then he has a picture of him wearing it, too. It's, like, literally the dumbest photo. Like, he's such an idiot. I can't take him. He's got new tattoos. I sounded really... That's really weird how he sounded. I felt like I sounded British. I probably didn't, but I felt like I did. He's got new tattoos. And one is, like, of this tiger on his arm.
It's ugly. It's not like a normal tiger head. It's like a cartoon tiger.
Yeah, it's just really dumb.
It's ugly. And it's big.
It's just really... He's such an idiot. I can't even, like... Every time I see something about him, I get, like, more annoyed. I'm like, I kind of hate Justin Bieber. But his tour bus... This is how I found out today. I was in class, and my teacher wasn't there yet, so I was scrolling down through my Instagram, and someone had, like, screenshotted a caption from the news, and it was, Justin Bieber gets caught with drugs. And I instantly screenshotted it, sent it to Cottie, and had her research it for me. And it's true. He was in Sweden, and while he wasn't on the bus, I guess a police officer smelt marijuana from his bus, so they went inside and searched it, and they found a stun gun and some drugs.
They had time to go get a warrant first, so I don't know where anybody was at this time.
In the concert?
Well, I didn't know if he had a concert going on.
Yeah, he was during the concert that they did that.
Oh.
But yeah, so he got caught with... But no one was charged because he wasn't on the bus, and so they can't tie him directly to it, which was the only downer to the story.
And they don't even know... I don't think it was marijuana either. Like, they smelt marijuana to begin with, and that's why they got the warrant. But they said that they had to go get the drugs tested in order to find out what drugs they were.
God, I hope it's something hard, like heroin. I hope so. Oh, because... This is just, like, the most beautiful...
Maybe that's what's wrong with him.
This is just the most beautiful downward spiral of someone's life that I've ever seen in my life. Like, I thought Amanda Bynes had the good downward spiral, but no. No, Justin has taken the cake. And his Instagram... He has, like, a couple Instagram photos of him shirtless. And then he, like... The captions are, like, quotations of, like... What people might say about him, like, oh no, Justin Bieber shirtless, he's gone crazy. Like, he's kind of trying to make fun of these critics. I'm a critic, so he's kind of trying to make fun of me. But you trying to make fun of critics just makes you look crazier. Like, that's exactly what Amanda Bynes is doing. So it makes you any different from her. Justin Bieber, you're crazy. He also canceled a show in the Middle East, saying that they're... He canceled that so he could add another show.
Didn't he cancel it because it wasn't sold out?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm getting there.
Oh.
He canceled it because he said his manager or whatever his people said that he canceled it so he could add another show someplace else. But really, it's looking like he canceled it just because it had low ticket sales and no one cared. So, you know, it can't play out to a non-sold out audience. Oh. And I saw someplace that a Justin Bieber basketball movie is in the work. And I was just like, facepalm, please, no. Yeah, it's Mark Wahlberg and Justin Bieber. It's in the works. Basketball. Like, I would go see this movie just to laugh the whole time. Like, Justin Bieber playing basketball. Oh. It's going to be like that movie that... Little Bow Wow was in, like Mike, was that the movie?
Yeah,
I'm talking about the movie, just like that, but with Justin Bieber.
He needs to stop.
He's so ridiculous. But this is how you know it's bad. Chris Brown and Vanilla Ice have said that he should cool it, like that he should calm down, and you know it's bad when Chris Brown and Vanilla Ice are giving you life advice. Like, that's when you know you've hit rock bottom. When even Chris Brown is like, what are you doing? Chris Brown. Oh my gosh. This is great. And it was also found out that over half of Justin Bieber's Twitter followers are fake. He has one of the highest counts of Twitter followers in the Twittersphere, and over half of them are fake. So he really doesn't have all that many followers. Like, he's always bragging about, like, 30 million believers strong, because that's whatever his Twitter number is, like, his Twitter follower count, but he doesn't even have that many followers. He paid for half the followers himself.
Yeah.
Because the company came out saying that they do that. They'll make fake Twitters and people can pay for followers. Like, he was found out that he had over half. What a loser. Oh my gosh. But on the Instagram front, Justin Instagrammed a photo of him and Selena together, and they were looking pretty coupley, but then, like, a second later, he deleted it. But, you know, he did that, like, on purpose. Like, he's gonna give everyone, like, a quick, you know, look, and then gonna delete it. Like, oh, didn't mean to do that. No, you did. So, apparently, they're back together, which makes me facepalm. Like, why? Why? I'm so sick of them. Like, I was kind of like, yeah, strong, independent woman, Selena, but... This is annoying.
I just can't stand Justin Bieber.
Right? He's so obnoxious. Like, well, he was humble for like 2 weeks and that was it.
I don't even think for that long. Maybe 2 days.
But Selena has been asked to apologize for wearing a bindi during her performance at the MTV Movie Awards. And Selena hasn't, and she won't, because she doesn't care. But now I gotta cue a song up, because I'm on little next topic here. Selena and Taylor, they have this club called the Single Girls Club. And they eat junk food and talk about why they're single. How pathetic are they? Like, why would you do that? Like... To me, that feels like they are saying because they're single, there's something wrong with them. And that's why they have to talk about it. If you're single, there's nothing wrong with you. Like, are you an idiot? You can be single just to be single. There's nothing wrong with being single. I'm so tired of this, like, feeling that if you're single, there's something wrong with you. Like, you aren't whole. And they're just feeding into this idea, which makes me so angry. They're so pathetic. Why would you sit around and talk about that? I'm just so sick of Taylor Swift. I'm so sick of her antics. But speaking of Taylor Swift, oh, I can pause the song now. Acting up, drinking my cup. That's my song, though. I can get down. Other country artists have come to make fun of Taylor Swift. And in this, it's mostly Blake Shelton. And he was saying that he would never say anything about Taylor Swift, for he doesn't want to be one of her next songs. And get sent hate by her followers. But clearly by saying this, he's definitely talking about her. And she is upset about being the butt of every joke, including SNL and other jokes. And what I have to say is, if you can't take it, don't dish it. Like, she can talk about, she can, like, make fun of people and talk about people, but other people can't do that to her. Oh, back up. Okay, girl. I know I talk a lot of mess about a lot of people, but I know I can take that. I got an older brother that talks mess about me all the time. Okay? I don't care what people say about me, because I'm saying stuff about them, so whatever. And she's reported to, after her tour, she wants to start acting.
Please don't.
Right? Like, can we not? Like, I'm just tired of these, like, actors that think they can be singers just because they're good actors. And then these singers that think they can be actors just because they're good singers. Like, stick to what you know. No, no, no. Stick to the stuff you know. It's better by far. Oh, gosh. To stick to the status quo. Yeah. Oh, we were watching that earlier today. When it popped in my head, I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, hip-hop is my passion. I got pop and lock and jam and break. funniest part of that whole scene. They're like, is that legal? It's just dancing. Could you hear me when you're in the bathroom and start laughing at that part? Yes. Because I was like singing along, and then I came from that part, and like afterwards I just like started busting up laughing. I like to pop and lock and jam and break. Sorry, I just got a picture in my head. Okay. Yeah, stick to Stan's quote, Taylor Swift. Okay, let me clear the tears from my eyes. Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend.
Which one?
Her recent ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
My main man in the live. Harry Styles. Beautiful. He may just be moving on. Sorry, this is a funny
one. Wow.
This is a funny one, too. Because reports have it that him and Kesha are texting.
Man.
And
please get married and have children.
I would have to bust in there with Taylor Swift. Stop this wedding!
While she's singing her song.
And I'd be like, no, no, no. Stick to the stuff you know.
And Selena Gomez will probably be there too, just to back you guys up. And then she'll be like,
if you're ready, come and get it. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. And he'd be like, I don't even like you. And then, yeah, and I'd be like, I'd rather see you marry Taylor Swift. Because Kesha, like, that's just hilarious in itself. I, like, woke up one morning and I was on E! News. I saw this story, and then I told Cotty, and then I came back from class, and my Harry Styles stand-up poster had a little, like, blurb, a little word blurb attached to it, and it said, I hope Kesha texts me. I miss her so much. We're so perfect for each other. And then it had pictures of them, and there's a picture of her wearing, like, an American flag dress, and then him wearing an American flag shirt, and it says, we both love America. It was the best thing to come home to. I was laughing so hard. I have a picture of it. I'll tweet it. I'll totally tweet that picture. It was hilarious. And Kesha says that they text a lot, and she went as far as saying, it's not sexting yet, but who knows? Can you imagine that sexting? Like, what are you wearing? Just glitter, Harry. Just glitter. And a Cheeto in my hair for later.
I hope they do start going out, so when, like, they film it, so it's on her show.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That would. Only to see him on her show, but,
well,
like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, man. I just, if I'm ever sad, I think about this story, and it makes me laugh. But whenever I'm sad now, I'm also going to think of pop and lock, jam and break. Okay. Just such a scene. Okay. And Kesha and Harry, and just, and it's reported on like several different sites, so it's pretty legit. God, I wonder how they even like met. It's weird because she always talks about how she likes like dirty looking guys
and guys with beards.
Yeah, with beards and like kind of grungy looking, and he's the exact opposite of grungy looking. He's pretty like clean cut looking.
Mm-hmm.
He's beautiful, don't get me wrong. He's so beautiful. Probably the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Not probably, definitely. Am I joking? Oh, anyways. Get off that topic, Laura, because you could talk about it for hours. One Direction has wax figures out now, and they are so good, except for Liam.
I was going to be like, hold up.
It's really bad. It looks scary. Like, I don't know how they got, like, his beautiful face. I don't know how they messed it up. Like, he's really cute. He's really good looking. And they just, like,
and then his wax figure just, like, has this, like, mug, yeah, face on it. Like,
it's a really scary face. But like Niles is so good.
It is spot on.
They have like this picture with like the boys and the wax figures, and then they're sitting in the same position the wax figures are, and like it took me like a couple of seconds because I looked at Niall first and I was like so confused on which one was the real one and which one was fake, and I had to like look at their clothes because the first three in the first row, because it's like Niall, Louie, and Harry in the first row, and the other two are in the back, and they're like spot on.
Maybe that's why they're in the back,
because they weren't as good.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Zane and Liam, like.
I wonder if Liam was disappointed. Like, oh.
Is that really what I look like?
Cool. Woo.
Like, Can we do a redo?
Yeah, I'd be kind of upset. I'd be like, are you serious? I don't even look like that. Look at this face. Look at that. Look at this. That. Look. No.
I wonder if he looks back on the pictures and it's like, wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Two different people.
This person doesn't even look like it could be related to me. But there was like this, it wasn't a fully naked photo. Like you couldn't see any bits. You could not see like even a crack. But it was this naked photo of Niall going around. And he went to Twitter to clear it up, saying that that was not him. But he would not mind having biceps like that guy that was in the photo. And this, I put a sad face, because sad face, like, not naked Niall.
It was a nice picture, too.
What more could anyone want besides naked Niall? I mean, naked Harry, but...
Or Louie.
I mean, we've already seen those.
Well.
Not even, I wish in person. Not in person pictures. Found them online. Holla! So I'm like the master at finding like pictures that no one should see. I actually really am. That's a story for later. And now is a segment called Cash or Crash. And this I'm going to start weekly, where we are going to pick, me and Cotty, we're both going to pick someone that we think had the best week and then someone that we both have think had the worst week. And then we're going to decide for each category. And I actually haven't thought about this because I don't want to use my last week's.
Okay, well, I know the person who had the worst week.
Who?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's
Justin
not even,
Bieber.
There's not even an argument about that one. Justin Bieber definitely had the worst week. Who had the best week, though?
I have no idea.
I'm going to go with my last week choice. I'm going to say Dylan O'Brien.
But it wasn't this week.
But
he did all that stuff last
week. But this show is for 2 weeks because we're behind 2 weeks since we didn't have a show last week.
That's cheating.
I know.
That is cheating.
But I mean, he would have won over anything anyways. I mean, he was on a movie, a TV show, award show, where his TV show was going to get promoted. He got cast as a main lead for a movie.
And again, this all happened last week.
That's going to be a trilogy. And then he also was promoed for New Girl. But, I mean, this show was kind of like 2 weeks worth of show, so. Do you have anyone?
No, because I forgot we were doing this every week now.
Wow, total bust.
Well, when you said it, I had no idea what it meant, or else I would have been thinking about it.
Okay, whatever. Well, I mean, no one really had a good week, honestly.
Well, especially on top of Dylan, I mean, he did all that stuff last week.
This is 2 weeks worth of show. Anyways, our time is up, and finals are coming up, but that is not going to stop this show. I have a show every week until the 16th, so make sure to stay tuned every Thursday from 7 to 8, only at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm going to leave, with this song. It's R5, Here Comes Forever. It is such a good song.
I'm like that boombox outside of your window. I'm that DeLorean blowing past 88. And where we're